This is Love Your Work. On this show, we help you find success on your own terms. I'm David Cataby. I've been an independent creator for more than 10 years. I've written a couple best-selling books, Designed for Hackers, now The Heart to Start. If you're new here, welcome. Again, I'm David Cataby. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast's app. Getting writing done is a battle with your mind. If you are a perfectionist, it can be a very tough battle. But if you have phrases that you can tell yourself, you can win that battle. I think of them as mantras. They're little things you can say to yourself when you get stuck. They'll keep you moving. In today's article, I'll tell you 8 mantras to overcome perfectionism and get writing done. Before we get to that, I have a free webinar coming up. Are you a solopreneur or an aspiring solopreneur? I've learned over the years that keeping yourself motivated as a solopreneur is very different from working at a job. I'll be telling some of my story as a solopreneur and sharing my best tips for self-motivation in a webinar. It's called Self-Motivation for the Solopreneur, and it will be on March 7th, 2018. Learn more and sign up for the free webinar at cataby.net/motivation. That's cataby.net/motivation. And I want to thank our new Patreon backers, Ray Miller and Jacob Barr. Thank you so, so much. This is another sponsor-free episode. In fact, they've all been sponsor-free in 2018 so far. Thankfully, Patreon supporters are covering more than half of the production costs of Love Your Work. If we get just 21 new backers at $5 each, this show would be breaking even without sponsors. And that would be amazing. If you want to join Ray and Jacob in supporting the show, go to cataby.net/donate. You'll be a member of Love Your Work Elite, and you'll get your own custom RSS feed you can plug into your podcast app. You'll get early access to episodes and bonus content right in your app. Again, support at cataby.net/donate. And I remain amazed at how much activity there is on Instagram from Love Your Work listeners. Thank you, Jessica Libor, I hope I'm saying that right, for her shout out. Jessica says, Love Your Work is the most interesting podcast for artists, writers, or anyone in the arts. And Jessica is in the arts. She is a painter. Check out her beautiful paintings at Jessica Libor Studio on Instagram. Now, here is the article. You're a perfectionist? These 8 mantras will get your writing done. Perfectionism is an enemy of getting any writing done. Aspiring writers spend entire lifetimes tweaking and preparing to write the perfect book. Many never end up publishing that book. Here are 8 mantras that helped me publish my latest book. Try saying them to yourself when you get stuck. And there are 8 of them. There's more where that came from. I can always improve this. It's okay to say it again. Can I say this in a different way? It's better than you think it is. You are a bricklayer. There's always tomorrow, and you won't live forever. 1. There's more where that came from. For a long time, I was held back by the mentality that my next piece of work had to be big. This was actually made worse by the success of my first book. I now try to take on the mentality that there's always more. I can write today, and I can write tomorrow. I don't have to treat my writing like it's drops of liquid gold that must be salvaged. There's always more. 2. I can always improve this. The blank page is scary. For me, this is caused by the image I hold in my head of what I'll put on that page. But getting from blank page to that vision is a leap. It's better to put something on the page and remember that I'll edit it later. Or, more often, I'll completely rewrite it. 3. It's okay to say it again. If you feel like you only get one chance to say something, you make it harder to say. You spend time thinking it over in your head, and you don't get a chance to react to it on the page. If you aren't afraid to write something twice, it makes it easier to write it the first time. If you do write it again, you'll find you say it better than before. 4. Can I say this in a different way? If I keep my fingers on the keys, wondering what to write for too long, I'll get frozen. Following the previous mantra, I give myself permission to say something I've said before, but I find a way to say it differently. 5. It's better than you think it is. Perfectionists are the harshest critics of their own work. Your ego wants to nitpick your writing because it keeps you from publishing it. If you don't publish it, it doesn't fail, and you don't have to come up with something new. I remind myself that my writing is better than I think it is. Sometimes my readers don't agree, and I learn how to make it better next time. But most of the time, my readers do agree, and my work does better than I thought it would. 6. You are a bricklayer. Writing is a job. You can spend a lifetime working on your word selection and pacing and storytelling, but ultimately, you are laying down words like bricks. I find it helpful to think of myself as a bricklayer. I'm sure I've learned some skills in my moments of perfectionism that come through in my work without me thinking about them. But the bricklayer mentality helps me actually get the work done. 7. There's always tomorrow. Sometimes you have a hard day. You may wake up feeling great, but find that your writing is terrible. It doesn't matter. All that matters was that you wrote. I find that if I string enough days in a row, eventually I have good days. 8. You won't live forever. This directly contradicts the previous mantra, but it has a different purpose. If you forget that your life is short, you put off writing. I find that remembering that I'll die gives me the urgency to do my work while I'm here. Perfectionism starts in your mind. If you say these mantras in your mind, you can change your mind and overcome that perfectionism. Try these out and see if they work. Do you have your own mantras? Is Love Your Work helping inspire you to pursue the life and work that you love? If so, I could really use your help. This show takes work and it takes money to make. To keep making the show and to keep it free for everyone, it needs your support. Besides subscribing and reviewing the show, there's one big thing you can do to help, and that is to donate. I work to make this show nourishing and thoughtful in an economy that's all about grabbing attention. This is not the short route to success. If you believe in Love Your Work's message of living a balanced life and finding fulfilling work, please join Love Your Work Elite, hosted on Patreon. Patreon is a platform that lets you support creators like me, vote with your dollars, and keep Love Your Work going. You're going to get bonus content and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at lywelite.com. That's lywelite.com. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by top Love Your Work Elite members, such as Arif Akhtar. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Jirena, from the album About Everything and More, by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Cadavy, Inc.